Well, a few moments ago, we played Phil Coulter, and he has always been associated with Sir James Galway. Well, certainly on Sounds Irish he has. But there we heard the two of them in their own right. First of all, we heard Phil Coulter playing The Fields of Athenry, a very popular song. And then we heard Sir James himself, Sir James Galway, playing, well, you knew the tune, Danny Boy or the Londonderry Air, whichever you wish. Wasn't that a wonderful version? Now here's a big dramatic track from a big dramatic group. They're the biggest girl group ever to come out of Ireland. Unfortunately, they have come out of Ireland because they spend most of their time touring around the world. I speak, of course, of Celtic Woman. And this is their big version of that very popular song, You'll Never Walk Alone. Now listen to this from Celtic Woman. Dramatic, in tune, everything 100% Celtic woman. And you can understand now why, no matter what part of the world they sing in, whether it's Australia or back home here in Ireland, which unfortunately they don't do too often, but you can understand why the venues are packed to capacity and people are crying out looking for tickets. I think one of the most popular and one of the most accomplished groups to come out of Ireland for many a year. Celtic Woman and You'll Never Walk Alone. Now, recently, as I told you earlier on the programme, I was speaking with some friends of mine. We were talking about the programme. One of the guys in the group was home on holiday from Australia. And he asked me, would I sing for him this next song? Because he says every time he hears it in Australia, it really fills him up. He really gets homesick. So I was going to play, I have three or four versions of it, but I'll tell you what we'll do. And this is from Michael. Michael, I'm playing this for you. It's the John McNichols version of If We Only Had Old Ireland Over Here. And if you're listening to me in Australia, just before we played, I have to explain to people outside of Ireland that they said, if the Shandon bells rang out on Old Fremantle, Shandon bells are situated in the city of Cork. And people who hail from Cork know all about the Shandon bells. But here, for Michael and for all my Australian listeners particularly, If We Only Had Old Ireland Over Here.
I was dreaming of old Ireland and Killarney's lakes and this. I was dreaming of the shamrock and the dear old Shandon bells. When my memory suggested of a vision bright and clear, all the strange things that would happen if we had old Ireland here. If the Blarney Stone stood out on Sydney Harbour and Dublin Town to Melbourne came to stay. If the Shannon River joined the Brisbane waters and Killarney's lakes flowed into Botany Bay. If the Shandon bells rang out in Old Fremantle and County Cork in Adelaide did appear, Erin's sons would never roam, all the boys would stay at home. If we only had old Ireland over here. There were lots of fairies dancing upon the village green. There were lots of lovely collies, the finest ever seen. Where the boys are all called Paddy and the girls called Molly Dean. Sure, we'd wrap the green flag round them if we had old Ireland here. If the Blarney Stone stood out on Sydney Harbour and Dublin Town to Melbourne came to stay. If the Shannon River joined the Brisbane waters and Killarney's lakes flowed into Botany Bay.
If the Shandon bells rang out in old Fremantle, and County Cork in Atlee did appear, Erin's sons would never roam, all the boys would stay at home. If we only had old Ireland over here, Erin's sons would never roam, all the boys would stay at home. If we only had old Ireland over here.
Now, we're staying in that part of the world, the Antipodes, because this time I want to play for you an instrumental. It's the Henry Mancini Orchestra and his theme from the movie The Thorn Birds. Now, the book by Colleen McCullough, believe you me, friends, is much better than the movie. But nevertheless, the book didn't have this wonderful theme from The Thorn Birds from Henry Mancini. This next track, we've heard it quite often in various forms. We've heard it instrumental, we've heard other people singing it. But I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll let Joni Madden of Cherish the Ladies do the introductions. Okay?
So we are so thrilled to have with us truly one of the greatest voices in Irish music history. She's a woman who comes from the Banner County, the place called Ennis in County Clare. Please welcome the great, the wonderful Miss Maura O'Connell.
dreamt all last night about cess to my dream, and I'd die if I thought 'twould come surely to pass. I dreamt while the tears down my pillow were rolling that Teddy was courting another fair lass. And didn't I wake with weeping and wailing, pain in my heart 'twas too deep to conceal. My mother cried, Nora dear, what is your ailing? But all I could answer was Teddy O'Neill. I see the old cabin beyond the wee boreen. I see the old crossroads where we dance. I ramble the lane where he called me his story, and my girlish heart was so full of romance. But now all around is so dark and so dreary, all dark and all silent. No piper, no reel, not even the sun through the casement shines cheery. Since I lost my darling love, Teddy O'Neill. Tear on my cheek and a stone in my heart. He said 'twas to better his fate he went roaming up. But what would be gold to the joy I would find if he'd only come back to me tender and loving? But my own darling Teddy O'Neill.
Wonderful, Mauro O'Connell.
I should think so too. Good round of applause there for Mauro O'Connell and her interpretation of Teddy O'Neill. While it was playing, I was just trying to think, who else did we have singing that recently? I think it was Ruby Murray, and we also had Dolores Keane's version of it. I wonder if Anne-Marie O'Riordan sung it. I must look through my library. I'm sure she would make a good job of it as well. Now, here's one of those lovely Irish songs that tells a story, but you have to stay tuned and listen to the lyrics. It's entitled Katie from Sweet Caju. Okay, Caju is in Roscommon, and it tells the story of Katie, who has to go away, and she goes away to London, right? And when he says she meets a man in the Galtee. The Galtee is a dance hall in London where a lot of Irish people meet at weekends and socialise generally. Well, he had his wicked way with her and he left Katie, as my mother would say, in the family way. But Katie was a brave woman and she brought up her young boy and he became a judge. But listen to the story. And this is Sean Brennan, Katie from Caju.
Heard of Norrie Bond who left her Tyrconnell home, the Molly the Rose of Moncoyne who sailed across the foam. Few have heard of Katie who came from sweet Caju, who quietly left her home in 1962. London then became her home, a flat in Cricklewood, where she worked every hour God sent and saved up all she could. She always sent a few pound home and done all she could do to make her mum's life easier back home in sweet Caju. Oh, the lonely wind seemed to lament as round the hills they blew, as she said goodbye to her old home and friends around Caju. Oh, Roscommon, how I miss you, I love you till I die. Bravely she wiped her tears and sadly said goodbye. One night in the Galtee she met a fair young lad who turned into a playboy and took all that she had. He left her with a baby boy, then went his merry way. The sparkle in poor Kitty's eyes forever died that day. But she worked harder than before to give her boy a home, and anything he wanted she got for him alone. She molded him till he came home with his new law degree, and smiled and said, son, you won't struggle in this world like me. Oh, the lonely wind seemed to lament as round the hills they blew, as she said goodbye to her old home, her friends around Caju. Oh, Roscommon, how I miss you, I love you till I die. Bravely she wiped her tears and sadly said goodbye. Now you've heard of Katie, who came from sweet Caju. She was my mom, the finest lady this judge ever knew. Oh, the lonely wind seemed to lament as round the hills they blew, as she said goodbye to her old home, her friends around Caju. Oh, Roscommon, how I miss you, I love you till I. Said goodbye. Bravely she wiped her tears and sadly said goodbye.
Now, I don't care what anyone says. You can talk and criticise country and Irish for as long as you like, but I think that's a lovely song. And I just want to mention something here about country and Irish. I do know that it's not everybody's cup of tea, but well, I like it. I know lots of my listeners to Sounds Irish like it. I've been carrying out a little bit of study amongst my friends and their opinion of country and Irish. And, well, outside of Dublin, it's very, very popular. In Dublin, there is some support for it, but, well, I don't see anything wrong with it. A lot of it is rubbish, of course, but there are some good tracks, and that's one of them. Sean Brennan and Katie from Sweet Caju. This next track I can only consider as quaint, right? Now, I've told you before how we bollards, when we were young, we used to have sort of family hoolies and we all used to get round and sing. And it was Joe's job to play the piano for the various singers and sing-alongs. But this is not quite like the bollard version. But this is a track that I have played for you before by Paddy Riley. and somebody else too, and whose name escapes me for the moment, but this is the story of the Dublin Saunter. Remember I told you all about Stephen's Green? It was a part of Dublin, and this, and it has its own sort of atmosphere, Grafton Street, and at the top of Grafton Street is this green area called Stephen's Green. Here we have the Kelly family, accompanied by the piano, and it's Dublin Can Be Heaven with coffee at 11 and a stroll down Stephen's Green. Grafton Street's a wonderland, it says. Well, Grafton Street is a pedestrian area. I've told you before, it's a pedestrian area, a shopping area, and it has its own, as I say, atmosphere with buskers at the side and its own style of shops. Enough. Here, the Kelly family, and I think, as I said, this is quaint.
I've been north and I've been south, I've been east and west, I've been just a rolling stone. Yet there's one place on this earth I've always liked the best, just a little town I call my own. Dublin can be heaven, with coffee at 11 and a stroll in Stephen's Green. There's no need to hurry, queen. Grafton Street's a wonderland, there's magic in the air, there's diamonds in the lady's eyes and gold dust in her hair. And if you don't believe me, come and meet me there in Dublin on a sunny summer morning. I've been here and I've been there, I've sought the rainbow's end, but no rock of gold I found. Now I know that come what will, whatever fate may send, here my roots are deep in friendly ground. Dublin can be heaven, with coffee at 11 and a stroll in Stephen's Green. There's no need to hurry, there's no need to worry, you're a king and the lady's a queen. Grafton Street's a wonderland, there's magic in the air, there's diamonds in the lady's eyes and gold dust in her hair. And if you don't believe me, come and meet me there in Dublin on a sunny summer morning. And if you don't believe me, come and meet me in Dublin on a sunny summer morning.
Ah, come on now, you must admit that. That was lovely. Family all gathered round the piano, singing all about Dublin can be heaven with coffee at 11. We used to have a very old 78 of Noel Purcell singing that. You remember Noel Purcell, the film star. He was in many films, including Mutiny on the Bounty and The Blue Lagoon. We've spoken about him before. And I think we played his version of Dublin in the Rare Old Times at one time. But there, the Kelly family and Dublin can be heaven. Now, this next track, first of all, I can say that a lot of immigrants who are far away from Ireland can associate with this song. Also, when it starts, the accompaniment, it sounds as though they were going to sing Silver Threads Among the Gold. Darling, you are growing old. But they're not singing that. But this is Trudy Lawlor and Patrick O'Sullivan, and Far Away a Light is Burning.
Light is burning in a window clear and bright. Far away, you're not forgotten. Someone thinks of you.
Far away, a sprig of ivy hangs around your cabin door. Far away, a robin redbreast London tears. Tell them that you will be home soon, even though you run for years.
Far away, a light is burning in a window clear and bright.
And that was Trudy Lawler and Patrick O'Sullivan and Far Away, a Light is Burning. Trudy, we had a couple of weeks ago telling us all about the beauties of lovely Laois, did we not? I'm sure we did. In the 60s, as I've told you, in the early 60s or maybe even the late 50s, the Clancy Brothers, they started it all. I've said it so often on Sounds Irish that they were the sort of the groundbreakers of ballads. And here they are singing one of their big hits. I think it's a great interpretation of this song, telling us all the joys of whiskey.
Whiskey, you're the divil. You're laying me astray over hills and mountains and to a merry game. You're swither, stronger, dazenter, you're spunkier nor tay. Oh, whiskey, you're me darling drunk or sober. Oh, now, brave boys, we'll run for marching up to Portugal or Spain. The drums are beating, banners flying, the divil a home will come tonight. La, fare thee well. With me tithery idle oodle om a da, me tithery idle oodle om a da, me right faltora laddie, oh, there's whiskey in the jar. Oh, whiskey, you're the divil, you're laying me astray, over hills and mountains into a merry gay. You're sweeter, stronger, decenter, you're spunkier than tay. Oh, whiskey, you're me darling, drunk or sober. Oh, the French are fighting bowly, men are dying hot and cowardly. Give every man his flask of powder, his firelock on his shoulder. La, fare thee well. With me tithery idle oodle om a da, me tithery idle oodle om a da, me right faltora laddie, oh, there's whiskey in the jar. Oh, whiskey, you're the divil, you'll lead me astray, over hills and mountains and to a merry gay. You're sweeter, stronger, decenter, you're spunkier than tay. Oh, whiskey, you're me darling, drunk or sober. Says the mother, do not wrong me, don't take me daughter from me, for if you do, I will torment you, and after death me ghost will haunt you. Love, fare thee well. With me to the idle oodle om a da, me to the idle oodle om a da, me right faltora laddie, oh, there's whiskey in the jar. Oh, whiskey, you're the divil, you're laying me astray, over hills and mountains into a merry gay. You're sweeter, stronger, decenter, you're spunkier nor tay. Oh, whiskey, you're me darling, drunk or sober.
Some time ago, last year it was, I purchased a CD of the Clancy Brothers, in which they include all their favourites, including that one. And that must have been one of their very first recordings, because they do sound very young on it. It's not the greatest technically wise recording, but I hope it didn't spoil it for you. A very young sounding Tommy Make and the Clancys and Whiskey, You're the Dill. Some time ago on Sounds Irish, I played Brian Call, and I got a lovely email from a listener who said, Joe, could you give us a bit more of Brian Call? Your wish is my command, because here he's singing for us a pretty little girl from Omagh. Omagh is in County Tyrone, and it's a lovely town.
That pretty little girl from Omagh in the county of Tyrone. Way up in the north on Oak Tyrone, there's a girl I long to call my own. The sweetest rose that Ireland's ever grown.
sure with the moon and stars above, I'm falling head over heels in love with a pretty little girl from Ormond in the county of Tyrone. There's cute little girls in Oshabano, oh, they're just as pretty in Monaghan, for this to every roving eye is known. And true as the moon and stars above, I've fallen head over heels in love with a pretty little girl from Ormond in the county of Tyrone. She wears my ring and tells her friends she's gonna marry me. Ah, best of all, she tells them all she's happy as can be. Oh, lucky me. Well, I don't know what you've done to me. There's nothing else my eyes can see but the pretty little girl from Alba in the county of Tyrone. South and Oshamore, I recall the yellow dress she wore, and she strolled along the beach there all alone. And I knew it was my lucky day, she came there on holiday, the pretty little girl from Ormond in the county of Tyrone. There's cute little girls in Oshabano, oh, they're just as pretty in Monaghan, for this to every roving eye is known. Now I guess that I'd be out of bounds, cause they're between those northern towns, and the pretty little girl from Ormond in the county of Tyrone. She wears my ring and tells her friends she's gonna marry me. Ah, best of all, she tells them all she's happy as can be. Oh, lucky me. Well, you've done to me, there's nothing else my eyes can see but the pretty little girl from Alba in the county of Tyrone. That pretty little girl from Alba in the county of Tyrone.